Good afternoon and welcome to our special meeting of council for Wednesday the 21st of October. I'd like to acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on and respectfully acknowledge the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future. I declare the meeting open at 5 p.m. Okay, recording of attendance as listed with 3.2 apologies, Councillor Arif. 3.3, approved leave of absence, there are nil. Item 4, public time. Important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute taking purposes, which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission of your recording for participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16, the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceeding of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. There's been no such requests and no such requests granted. This is a special meeting of council. It's to consider one item of business, the election of the deputy mayor. So any questions or statements from public and elected members must relate wholly and solely to that item of business. And with that open, it is now 4.1 public question time. I declare public question time open at 5.03. Can I please have a show of hands from the public gallery of anyone who might have any questions, public questions? Any public questions? Any public questions? Okay, I'll declare public question time closed at 5.03. 4.2, public statement time. I declare public statement time open at 5.03. Are there any public statements? If so, please come up and state your name and your correspondence address. Any public statements? Okay, I declare public statement time closed at 5.04. Thank you very much. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Councillor Gillingham?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Chair.
Great. Councillor Hooper?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Chair.
Councillor Butson?
Nothing, Madam Chair.
Councillor Melville?
Nothing for me either, thank you, Madam Chair.
Councillor Whitwell?
Nothing.
Councillor Blanco?
Nothing for me.
Councillor Newbury?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Great, thank you, councillors. Okay, item 6, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to the matter contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Let the vote record 8-0. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Okay, item 7, 7.1, Deputy Mayor election. Now, we have a statement from Councillor Arif. We'll take that statement first, given her absence, and then we'll go straight into the business of item 7.1. CEO.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. An email statement received yesterday via email from Councillor Julia Riff, addressed to Mayor, fellow elected members, CEO and staff. I'm extremely disappointed that a special council meeting has been called for the election of the position of Deputy Mayor. This election was set down for the 28th of October and circulated as such to all candidates and elected members just after nominations for local government elections closed. I had booked important family commitments around these important functions of government, and I'm disappointed that I'm unable to take part in this democratic procedure. I believe there is no urgency in filling this position so quickly and cannot understand why this has been called. Once again, I'm extremely disappointed. Signed, Councillor Julie Arif.
Thank you, CEO. Okay, so detailed under this item 7.1, Deputy Mayor election, detailed under number 8 is how the Deputy Mayor is elected. CEO, can you please conduct the election of Deputy Mayor?
Excuse me, Mayor.
I just wanted to ask a question to the CEO, if that was possible, relating to...
So just ask the question, yes, right. Ask the question through me. So all questions go through the presiding member.
Did the CEO provide Julia Riff with a telephone conference facility for this?
We can't. Unfortunately, in accordance with the provisions of the Act, for permission to do instantaneous communication, you need council approval, so that needs to be voted upon, and you must be within the state of Western Australia. She's not within the state of Western Australia.
Okay.
It could not be granted or considered. CEO, can you please conduct the election of Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Elected members, we have one written nomination for the position of Deputy Mayor from Councillor Blanco. That which was received via email yesterday. So we have one nomination. I need to call for any other nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor.
Yes, I would like to nominate myself.
Councillor Hooper. Are there any further nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor? Okay, my last call. If there are no further nominations, we have two nominations received, which means we will conduct a ballot. So I'll just explain that process, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
So what we'll do is populate the ballot sheets with both elected, thank you, with both elected members' names. Each elected member will receive a ballot paper. We're going to pass those over to you one at a time and suggest that you use the vacant table over here to complete your form. That your completed ballot form will then go into a very sophisticated ballot box that we have. The count of the vote will occur in this room. We'll use that same table after the eight elected members present have voted. The count will be undertaken by myself and Sid and Kirk.
Our JP, Mr.
JP,
Kirk
sorry, Kirk, you was hidden there. And I'd request if Kirk can be an independent observer to ensure that the count is undertaken appropriately. Should there be a tie for the vote? The procedures, as explained by the Department of Local Government, are that another meeting of council needs to be held, and it needs to be held within 7 days of this meeting, and it needs to be held at a time to enable all elected members to travel from their ordinary place of residence to be at that meeting. So subject to there being a tie, that would be the process we'd need to consider. And if on the second meeting there was still a tie, the process then is that the elected members whose names are tied for the vote would then go into opaque balls or canisters, and there will be a random selection of one of those. The first name drawn out would be the successful candidate for the position. So I'm happy to take any questions on the process, Madam Mayor.
Any questions, councillors?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we'll start.
Here we go.
Yes, we'll start from yourself, Madam Mayor.
So
once you've completed your form, could you please fold it in half and place it in the ballot box? There'll be no observers of you undertaking your vote. Councillor Gillingham.
Just put the candidate.
So all you need to do is the two candidates or the candidate of your choice. That would be satisfactory. Councillor Hooper. Thank you. Councillor Butson. Councillor Whitwell. Thank you. Councillor Blanco. Sid and Kirk, would you mind just coming over to the table, please? Madam Mayor, the result of the election is that Councillor Blanco is successful in the position of Deputy Mayor.
So, Mr. Kirk Linton, are we doing the swearing in now? So, if we can do that swearing in at the podium as we did for the initial being sworn in, that would be great. Thank you. And thank you for making yourself available twice in a week. Thank you.
Well, Kirk Linton, as Justice of Peace, declared that I am an authorised person for whom the statutory declaration has been made under the affidavits of the Statutory Declaration Act 2005. I'd now like to invite Mr. Councillor Blanco to come up, please, to make a declaration by Deputy Mayor of Council described under 47 of Schedule 1 of the Local Government Constitution Regulations 1998 for me. Thank you.
So now, in accordance, after the conduction of that election, as Deputy Mayor, that changes the seating arrangements. So the Deputy Mayor sits in that position there. So I won't ask you if you don't want to move right now.
No, I'll move now. That's
great.
So, Madam Mayor, historically the seating arrangements in the chamber have been arranged with the Mayor on the left-hand side of the head of the table, the Deputy Mayor to her left, and then the order of elected members has been on tenure. So from Councillor Blanco's left would be by order of tenure on council, and then the more recent elected members have been elected, if they've got the same term, the position is by the number of votes that they receive. So I think everyone's pretty well shuffled into the correct order. Thank you.
Thank you, CEO. Okay. Item 8, confidential items. There are nil. Item 9, closure. So the date of the next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 28th of October, commencing at 5:30 p.m. But there is a public agenda briefing being held now. That's being held at 5:30. That's being held at 5:30, despite what it says on this agenda. So that, please remain, stay in the gallery, ready for the public agenda briefing. 9.2, there's no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 5:18.